Hello. I got home early enough to get changed and lounge around. Do you like it? Why, yes, it is. It pleases me when you notice I got something new. No, I like looking at you right there. That look of stunned silence on your face is adorable. Did you feel your eyes grow wide and your jaw almost drop when you first turned around? I'm sorry, what was that? I believe there's something that's supposed to follow that, yes? Very good. Not so good, I had to remind you though. Let's practice. I'm going to ask you some questions and you're going to respond appropriately. Is that clear? Good boy. Do you like me sitting in your favorite chair facing the door, waiting for you? Do you like my new stockings and heels? Do you like my lingerie? What can you see? Good. I wanted you to be able to see everything through the fabric. Yes, I do so when I do something like spread my legs out and get comfortable. I know you're straining to see my pussy underneath that thin veil of fabric. Am I right? I knew it. Did you notice what's on the coffee table? No? Oh, you should really take your eyes off me and have a look. Here, I'll make it easier for you. I give you permission to take your eyes off me and look at the table. Such a good boy, saying thank you. I like it when you're polite. Do you like the selection? Yes. I brought out your leather harness and collar. If you look closer, there's a leash. But whether or not I use it depends on how you behave. Yes. That writing prop is new. I really appreciate when you notice little things I do for you. Yes, ankle and wrist bonds too. I know how much you like the feel of them. Good boy. A gag and that paddle. Your first paddle. Tell me, do you remember what today is? Oh, don't look so worried. It's not an anniversary. Or birthday. Something a little more special. You look so cute and vulnerable with that expression. Tell you what, you can guess. For every guess you get wrong, you have to take off a piece of clothing. Shoes don't count, so you better take those off right now. Very good. I like it when you're obedient. Now take a guess. Oh, I'm so sorry. That would be a no. Time to remove the jacket. No, not that either. Take your tie off. Oh, baby. Two guesses at once? You're really worried about what will happen if you don't guess right, aren't you? Shame both are wrong. Pants and underwear. Yes, your belt is included with pants. Yes, I did have to say that. You meet quite a brat from time to time. Look at you. You're pouting. Would I lie? That's what I thought. Clearly, you like me calling you a brat. You're hard already. Look at you. I'm enjoying this little exercise. You have two more guesses. Oh, now that's an interesting one. You're warm, but not hot. Shirt off. Slowly. Move for me as you do. That's it. Don't you see how nice things are when you're not being a brat? And listen to me. I bet you really feel sexy swinging your hips like that for me. Oh, you are being very good. I didn't have to remind you to circle your pelvis and show off your cock while you let your shirt slide off. Now let's see if you can get it right now. I gave you a very big hint. Come on, baby. Take a guess. Oh, honey. That really was a good guess, but not right. That's it. Take your socks off. Look at you, all naked and standing in front of me. I didn't even have to tell you to bow your head. I love that you know how to keep yourself hard and ready for me. Get on all fours. Look at me. Crawl to me. Arc your back. Oh, look at you. So enticing and sexy. You like it when I look at you like this? You like getting all the attention, don't you? You do anything for my attention. Don't answer. We both know it's true. Oh, such a good boy. Kneeling between my legs. How much can you see? Really look. Look at you. You're practically drooling. You don't want to be a brat, do you? You want to be good and get to have me. And maybe I'll let you come. I want you to put on your harness and bounds. Do not get up. And you are to put them on in front of me. Good asking. Yes. You will put them on while you kneel before me. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot motivation. Look at those eyes. So wide. You didn't know I could snap the crotch open of my lingerie, did you? Sometimes you really aren't observant. I wonder if you can make me feel better than my own fingers. Just stroking up and down my pussy. Do you see how wet I am? I bet you want to lick it up, don't you? I bet you want to lick it all up, don't you? Go get your bounds. The longer you take to put them on, the greater the possibility I'll come without you. Oh, baby, I'm so wet. Watching you dance is a real treat. I'm going to soak your chair by the end of this. I bet you'll like that. You'll be smelling it to remind yourself of me when I'm away, won't you? Oh, look at you, carrying your collar in your mouth. Not enough hands? It's hard to crawl, isn't it? You just couldn't wait to kneel back in front of me, could you? Come closer. I want to watch the strain on your face as you desperately try to get everything on while looking at me play with my clit and pussy. Do you think you could do better than both my hands? I don't know, baby. Maybe we can get close to this, but I think you're enjoying watching more. I bet you're thinking about your mouth sucking on my clit, your tongue driving into my pussy, just licking up all my cream. I see you got your ankles and wrists all dressed up nice and snug for me. You better stop fumbling with that harness. I think you might miss this. Oh, that pout. You look so desperate and cute. I don't think that side is done properly. Go slow, or you'll fumble again. Oh, baby, watching you so desperate with me, trying so hard to be good. This is such a turn on. I'm getting close. Can you see how close I am? You want to taste me so badly, don't you? You still have to pick up that collar and finish what you started. Such a good, desperate boy I am. Not a brat at all. Oh, I see you're having issues with that. You better get it buckled up soon. Oh, fuck. Stop. I'm very disappointed in you. Did I say you could touch me? Nod yes or no. No, I didn't say you could. Now you've ruined this beautiful evening by being a brat. And I am choking you with my thighs. You can pop my legs all you want. I'm not letting you go. This was supposed to be a good evening. And you just couldn't be patient, could you? Do you even remember what today is? Today, last year, was the first time I had to punish you for being a brat. I was hoping you had improved, but evidently, I was wrong. Ugh. I am so disappointed in you. Oh, look at your face. If I let you go, you'll have to get back on all fours and put your head down. Then you will have to deal with your deserved punishment. Understand? Good. Good. You can breathe. Stay there. I'm going to take this leash and keep you under control. Isn't that better? I can already tell you're calming down. You need to be leashed. You just don't know what to do with all those dirty thoughts. But you have to be obedient. Come, follow me to my chair. My new chair arrived today. It is nice and big. Bend over it. It's comfy, isn't it? It also has a surprise. What am I doing? I'm clipping your wrists and ankles to the restraint points I had installed on this. Your leash will stay in my hand, though. I like being able to pull your head back when I stand behind you. Now, we need to punish you. How about we start with your favorite paddle? That was such a good sound. I really like it. I could listen to it all day. Look at your ass, getting red from only a few. Oh, you can struggle all you want, but you really can't get away. I'm not going to stop you from squirming and struggling. You move so well like that. Oh, baby, whimpering already? Oh, you have no idea what's in store for you now. I need you to be humble again and understand that you have to be obedient. You have a little too much ego. We need to fix that so you listen. This is really for your benefit. What was that? I didn't realize I said you could make requests. You lost that privilege. I only want to hear moans of apology from you. Here, put this in your mouth. There you go. That will help you to moan. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. This cheek needs to be more red. There you go. Such a round and tight ass you have. Such a shame you just had to be a brat. We could have had so much fun. Do you like it when I pull on the leash when I hit you? That's it. Just moan and respond. Isn't that so much better than trying to talk? You have nowhere to go. And I can tell you like this. But I want to get a bit creative. You want to come, don't you? More importantly, do you want to come in or on me, right? Good boy. Moaning so sweetly. Well, I need you to prove that you deserve that. There's another surprise for you in this chair. If I take this bit away from under your hips. Oh, will you look at that? Looks like I had this chair mold custom made for you. And I already prepped it with a fleshlight. Pet, why are you whimpering like that? Does it embarrass you to be hard from your spanking? Go ahead, get your cock into it. That's a good boy. I'm going to get the new riding crop and keep spanking you while you fuck your new toy like a good boy. Are you embarrassed from how you react to your punishment? Or are your whimpers from something else? Is it because it embarrasses you to be watched when you pleasure yourself like this? All helplessly desperate, trying to show me that you can actually be a good boy? You look so good, all exposed in your need like this. I am watching such a private action for you. You never like me to know you touch yourself. You get so shy when I ask you to prep yourself for me. This must be so hard for you, to show me how you fuck a toy like this. I got you one for when I'm away, but you never talk to me about it unless I make you. And even then, you are so, so red, like you are now. Oh, baby, your face matches your lovely little ass. You need to pretend it's my pussy. I need to see how you would perform if it was me. There you go. Resting deeper now because you know I like to feel it. You're being so good. Let me just pull on your leash again. Ugh, that sound. Like music to my ears. Oh, and you have tears in your eyes? Is it from the pain or the mortification of me watching you pleasure yourself? You're being so good. Keep going. You can do it. I don't care how embarrassing this is for you. You're enjoying it so much. Something that feels this good, it can't be embarrassing, can it? Look at you. So close. Do you want to come? Do you think you've made up for what you did? Do you feel humble? What was that? Speak up. I can't hear you over the gag. So very close you are, and you're practically groveling as you squirm and twitch. It's a lot like you're dancing. Don't think I forgot how embarrassed you are of dancing. Looks like you were dancing for me twice tonight. Oh, the mortification must be overwhelming. I'm going to count down. And on zero, you can come. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.5, 2, 1.75. 1.5. Should I keep using decimals? Oh, that sound. So worth it. 1. And finally, 0. Such a good boy. Look at you shake and scream. Such a good boy I have. You're being so good for me. Here, I'm gonna unclip your bounds. Now kneel at my feet. Such a good boy I have. You like it when I stroke my hand on your face? And run my fingers through your hair, don't you? You will stay obedient, won't you? No more being a brat? You look so pretty and humbled. Your ass is so red and raw. Yes. You have pleased me greatly. Now that you have properly apologized, you can start from the beginning. Let's see how well you can show me that you deserve to touch me. Then, we can talk about you being allowed to make love to me.